Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Jiaying.
And hello, I'm Neil. Jiaying, are you feeling okay today?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Why are you asking?
Well, when we spoke yesterday, you said you were as sick as a parrot.
I wasn't ill. When someone says they are as sick as a parrot, they mean they're very disappointed about something. I was saying how disappointed I was with the outcome of the football match. My team lost.
Oh, I see. But why were you watching the football match with a sick parrot? I didn't know you had one.
I haven't got one, Neil, but I was very disappointed.
I'm sure, but I didn't know parrots liked football as well.
Oh, Neil, listen to these examples and it will become clear.
I was as sick as a parrot when I saw someone had scratched my new car. He was as sick as a parrot when he saw how much litter had been left in the park. When I heard my colleague got a promotion over me, I was sick as a parrot.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the phrase as sick as a parrot, which we can use when we're very disappointed about something. So, Neil, have you got it now? There are no parrots. It's just a saying.
Got it. No parrots.
Exactly. Just great disappointment.
But I wonder how sick a parrot has to be in order to feel disappointment.
Let's not worry about it. The phrase has got nothing to do with sickness.
Okay then. See you later.
Bye, Neil.